My name is Kathy Long, and I work in the Dean CEO office at Johns Hopkins, and in June, I will be here for 42 years. The way I define gatekeeping in my role, and my role as executive specialist to the Dean CEO, is knowing what I can put on the calendar, what calls I can put through, and what doesn't need to come to his attention. There are many incidents where faculty call and, you know, everybody always tends to want to go right to the top. You can't necessarily do that with these busy people. You have to learn how to ask the right questions without offending them, obviously. And I always explain that as much as he would love to see you, have you met with your department director? If the answer to that is yes, and I'm not getting anywhere, I'd like to go above. And I say, well, that's why we have our vice deans in place, and say this is a big faculty issue. I would refer to our vice dean for faculty. You meet with our vice dean for faculty, and if they deem this is a problem that the dean needs to get involved in or not, either way, the dean is going to be aware because he meets regularly with his vice dean. They will bring it to his attention, and then everybody knows what's going on. And that tends to satisfy people. So you have to learn how to filter things off, and knowing that your principal, they can't possibly handle all the phone calls, answer all the letters, see all the faculty or whomever that want to come in and see them. So you do have to always protect your principal's time and know what things are important. And it's not that the other things aren't important, they are important, but what things that can be handled at a different level other than going straight to the top all the time. And sometimes they can be handled faster and more efficiently if they get to the right person from the get-go. Everybody needs to know that everyone should be accessible to their leadership. And this is some of the responses that I will get from people. I'll have to, you know, remind them, you know, what the leadership does and what they're responsible for. And as much as they would love to see everybody that calls and has an issue or thinks they have a great idea or whatever the reason, or a patient that is very distraught over something that happened with their physician or a family member had surgery and this happened and that happened, you need to kind of bring them back and just let them know that this is the reason it's a big institution and we have many people here in these positions to handle these problems for the dean and handle them effectively. Otherwise, if he wanted to see everybody that called, you'd be waiting months and months and months, and you really don't want to do that either. And they need time to think. They need some time to themselves. They're in meetings all day long to process all this information, because most of these guys, they start, and girls, start at 7 a.m., and usually their calendars run through dinner time. So it's not a fun life. It's a very hard life, and it's our responsibility to watch out, point out the calendar. That's another thing, a lot of evening events. So if he'll get a request for something, and then I will take it into him, and he's like, I really should do this. And it's like, well, do you know that this is Tuesday night, and you're already out Monday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night? And sometimes they'll just say, give regret, or sometimes they'll say, how about if I just stop by at the cocktail hour, and then I'll leave. Because you need protection of family time, too, for these guys and girls. A gatekeeping experience that I can remember very vividly, and this was many years ago, we were having a big problem with one of our departments. And I knew what was going on and what was going to happen. And we had several faculty that also knew what was going to happen, and they were not happy. And I came in here one morning early, and it was around 8 a.m. in the morning, and all of a sudden, all this faculty landed right in front of my desk, demanding to see the dean. And the dean was in there, luckily behind closed doors, but he was in there. And luckily, my monitor was to their back, so they could not see me. And while they were giving me their whole spiel of why they had to see him and it was urgent and they weren't going anywhere, I just simply typed in a message into my email. And all I said in all caps is, "Do not come out here." I was able to talk them down and take their cards and tell them that I would get a message that he was tied up for a good while. And then after I got them to leave, sure enough, within a half an hour, here they all come. And is he available yet? "No, I'm really sorry, he's not available. I will get the message to him." And then finally I told him, because I did see them leave, and he came back in, and he just told me what to do. And I just called the one on their cell phone. They were waiting for a call. And I said, "Unfortunately, as the dean, and because of what is going to happen, he cannot, legally, he cannot talk to you about this." And that kind of settled the issue. They weren't happy, and you'll deal with that many times. You can't make everybody happy, but it would have been the wrong thing to let them in. So as assistants, we take a lot of the brunt of things sitting at our desks, and most people are very gracious, and they understand. The bottom line is, you always want to represent the office well. I mean, we are the dean's CEO office, and we want good representation, and we want people to think good of our office. Advice regards to gatekeeping is something you learn over time. Again, working with your principal and knowing what they want to do and what they don't want to do, and learning when you can refer to someone else that's under them, you know, whether it's a vice dean or a vice president or the president of the health system, who's also the EVP for Johns Hopkins Medicine, or, you know, the president of the hospital. Just knowing when you can refer off that it's not something that the dean personally has to handle. Somebody else can handle it for him. And also knowing when you still need to make your principal aware. "Hey, by the way, so-and-so called, but I asked so-and-so to handle for you. Just wanted to make you aware in case you run into them at a board meeting and they say something, you will know how it was handled." So that's very important, too, that you keep them aware of what you're doing. Now, certain things you don't even have to tell them, but you use your common sense with things that you feel like they should still know this, because in a social setting, they could very well run into them, or at the next Johns Hopkins Medicine Board, they may see him, and this way they know how it was handled, and they're not taken aback with, "Oh, I didn't know anything about this." It's really been a big learning experience working here at Hopkins. I think it's a wonderful place to work at. And I'm still learning. I mean, you just learn new things every day. And while I feel like now I'm a mentor to the younger ladies here in our office, they're also teaching me things too. So I learn from them as well, things that I might do the old-fashioned way. And they're like, "Why don't you try it this way?" So I just think it's a great place to work, and you're always going to learn something new, and it's very rewarding to be here, and I wouldn't change it for the world.